It's time for another KAXE KBXE online conversation. I'm Brett Carter, reminding you that we are independent, member-supported radio, a national public radio affiliate in northern Minnesota, and we need your support for our radio broadcasts, our online content, and our podcast. Become a member today at KAXE.org, and thanks for listening.
'Cause I'll be yours, and you'll be mine to last, and we'll be friends, holding fast.
Time for What's for Breakfast on the Friday morning show. It's where we pull up a chair to one of our members' kitchen tables. We get to know them a little bit better. We are in Idaho this morning with our brand new member, Julie Calamine. Julie, thanks for being with us.
Hey, Heidi, you're very welcome.
Julie, thank you very much. You have no idea how much you warmed us up on a 25 below morning.
Well, you know, it's pretty cold in Sandpoint, Sagal, Idaho this morning. It's 3 degrees, but we normally don't get much lower than maybe 20 or 25. So I am feeling chilly, even being a one-time Minnesota resident. I don't like it.
Have you? And it's earlier there, and she called even, you know, earlier this morning.
Yeah.
Julie, have you had your breakfast yet?
Well, I've had part of my breakfast, and I have a bit of an unusual breakfast for you all this morning, because it involves my young old dog Dexter. This may be a cautionary tale for people that are on the fence about whether to have children or not. You know how it sometimes happens, childless couples doting on their pets. Unfortunately, that's me. So I maybe wouldn't have breakfast every morning if it weren't for little Dexter. He's my 10-pound rat terrier chihuahua, and I would like to tell you, if it's all right, about what he and I have for breakfast every day.
Yeah.
Yeah, so anyway, so he starts with a little grain-free, wild-boran beef dog food, but then he and I go on together, and he usually gets a little scrambled egg, some yogurt, and then something out of the fridge from the night before. So today it's going to be scrambled egg, a little leftover chicken, and his regular staple of dog food and yogurt.
And does he make you aware that he's ready to eat?
He does, but you know, it's right now it's 5:50 here in the North Idaho Panhandle, and so he's kind of tucked in right now. He's not quite ready for breakfast. I think he can tell it's 3 degrees out there.
You lost me for a moment at Boren. What kind of a
sand point? Oh no, I didn't hear you either. Go ahead.
Well, did you use the term Boren as a piece of food or something?
I didn't. Did I say boring?
Well, what kind of? I think it was the dog food. What did you?
The type of dog food.
How'd you describe it?
Oh, wild boar. There's wild boar in his dog food.
Oh my gosh! There's wild boar.
I know. He eats better than most of us, I think.
Oh, Dexter, lucky dog there.
I know, he's pretty lucky. So we'll get going on that in a few minutes, and we'll get some scrambled eggs going. I'm just having coffee right now and a little bran muffin.
Does Dexter like a little cheese and salt and pepper on his scrambled eggs, too?
he might, but he just gets the straight-up scrambled eggs.
Okay.
So
all
that's
right.
What he gets with the yogurt.
So Julie, we say this a lot. What would we do during these times if we didn't have our dogs? They're just amazing.
Oh. I know. He's kind of what keeps us going around here. He's a fun little guy. I should tell you, I'm from Minnesota all my life, and lived in White Bear Lake, went to the University of Minnesota, and then graduated and went back to living in White Bear Lake and moved out to Idaho Panhandle about 5 years ago. And I was telling Heidi earlier that there are a number of Minnesota transplants out here. My husband and I joke that it seems like one family member from a Minnesota family always heads west, and nobody did it until we did about 5 years ago. So we're the black sheep.
Well,
and I hear lots of people are seeming to find their way to Idaho. I have a friend that lives in Boise.
Ah, yes. Yep. I have a niece in college there. But we have roots up in your neck of the woods.
Nice.
My parents had a Christmas tree farm in Nevis. Our family cabin was outside of Nisswa. My brother's got a cabin in Hackensack, and my grandparents had a cabin in Park Rapids.
And did you grow up listening to KAXE, or how'd you find us?
No, it's interesting. I don't know how, in fact, it's kind of a mystery to me how it took so long for me to find you all. We had a family cabin on Gull Lake for 50 years, and I apparently somehow missed your Brainerd connection, and I never knew about you until I moved here. I had a friend with roots, family roots in Bemidji, and he said, you ought to check out KAXE. It's really a great version of community radio, bigger than what we have up here in Sandpoint. And I checked it out with my Amazon Echo, and I've been listening ever since. I love you guys.
Well, we love you even more now because you're a member. That is just, you're going to feel so good throughout the day. It's amazing. I bet you do feel good right now.
I feel good right now. I do. So
what
else? I'm not much in geography, but you refer to it as the Panhandle.
Yes, so if you can imagine Idaho with that, it's sort of shaped like a wine bottle, maybe a misshapen wine bottle, and it's got a skinny little panhandle that heads north and connects, it borders Canada. So I'm about as far north as you all are living here, but the climate is milder, and we're maybe 50 miles south of the Canadian border. So it's a skinny little panhandle, maybe 50 miles wide, and we've got Montana on one side and Washington on the other, and then Canada to the north.
Wow. Holy cow, it sounds beautiful.
It is beautiful.
We're talking to Julie Calamine today from Idaho. She's our guest on What's for Breakfast. Of course, I thought your name was The Lotion, that maybe you came from the lotion family.
I know.
Sadly not. Nope. And let's see, was there anything else I wanted to share with you guys? Well, for one thing, I wish we had a John Latimer here. We don't have a phonologist, so I appreciate your phonology. For you, John, I'd like to tell you that I'm a slicer of oranges. My husband's a biter.
Oh, well, good. So. That's all right. So you guys can get along.
Yeah, that's okay. And and how do you all stay busy when you're not working? I know you're working more than I am, but for me, it's trying to compose a haiku every day. Nice. And, you know, maybe play a little banjo, but I'm terrible.
What? That's amazing.
I feel like that's something that we have all learned in the pandemic. You don't have to be good at everything. You should just do it. Yeah.
No.
Did you just pick up the banjo during the pandemic?
No, I picked it up a few years ago and set it back down, and I'm trying to pick it up again. It's going
slowly. Is it nearby?
Slowly.
Oh,
is it,
no.
Is it
no.
what was yesterday's haiku? Do you remember?
Oh, you know what? I actually have two that I'm looking at on my desktop right now, and they both might be liked or hated by Laura Olson. So would you like to hear them?
Sure.
Okay, the first one is relating to the finch eruption. I think you're having it in northern Minnesota, too, all the finches heading south. And we've got pine siskins here like crazy. And unfortunately, they're coming to our feeders and getting contaminated with salmonella. I don't know if that's happening to you all, but we're all shutting down our feeders because of that. We don't want to kill them all. So this will be that one. And here goes. He rests in my palm. Exquisite finch, mute, too still. Please live one more day.
Oh,
I know. Well, they're going to get better. And then this is the one I'm pretty sure Laura is not going to appreciate. We are overrun with wild turkeys in the Idaho Panhandle, and you can get turkey tags for almost as many as you would like because there are too many of them here. So here goes this one. Wild turkey, gorgeous. Honor your life, then take aim. Gobble, gobble, thump. Bad.
No, it's great. I think that's a great thing to... what appeals to you about the form of haiku?
Well, for one thing, Heidi, I can do one every day, and it's manageable. I think that's the main reason.
Yeah.
John,
I'm starting to write, too, Julie, and I just get lost. Matter of fact, last night I was... I'm writing something and I would like an hour and 45 minutes and it felt like 10 minutes had gone by. So that's something that I'm doing as well to survive this difficult time is write.
Yeah. It takes us away for a little while. It's nice.
Yeah. You can get lost. Okay. Now here's the big question. Sunday's obviously going to be romantic at your house. What's the plans? And do you have a favorite romantic movie by any chance?
Oh, well, all right. I'll start with the movie. Love, Bull Durham. That's such a great movie.
Oh.
But I don't know if we'll watch that one, but who knows? So I'm married 32 years to my husband, Daniel. And we actually became engaged on Valentine's Day, like 33 years ago, I guess it would be.
Hi.
So there's been many a Valentine's Day that has come and gone for the two of us. We don't have a plan yet, but we always think of something on the day.
Nice.
We'll do something fun.
Hey, Julie, me too. I got engaged on Valentine's Day, but it's 17 years ago today. Not today.
Oh, that's Sunday, a long time too.
Yes.
What are you going to be doing? Maybe I'll take your idea.
Oh, playing canasta with like some cards, I think. Nothing too exciting. I mean, what can you do nowadays? I wouldn't mind a big giant box of chocolates at this time of the year, but you know, I probably don't need that.
And I'm sure Heidi, you'll be doing some reading, possibly.
Yeah. Oh yeah. I'm kicking into more reading this week, and I'm doing more reading than writing. But I'm taking some inspiration from the two of you that I'm gonna maybe work on something different this weekend. You got to change it
up. And maybe I'll read. Maybe we'll do a little more reading. Reading is so good.
There you go. Now, you know, if you knew this, for being on What's for Breakfast.
Homestead Mills is our sponsor, Julie, and you have a choice. Country blend cereal or wild rice pancakes sent to the panhandle in a cream-colored linen sack.
I think I'm going to have to choose the pancake mix. It sounds yummy.
Yeah.
There you go. And I just want to say I'm a little disappointed that you think three above is cold. Just want to get on the record.
I know. We've gotten pretty wimpy out here.
I guess.
It didn't take long.
Julie Calamine, our new member, our guest this morning on What's for Breakfast. Thanks so much. Have a great weekend.
Hey, you too. This was really fun. Thank you for allowing me to join you.
You're welcome. Strutting back in style. Yes, we'll be